1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. People have been seeing the stars at the historic Yerkes Observatory near Lake Geneva for 125 years. Now, it's taking on a whole new meaning. Mark Richardson explains.
After the University of Chicago transferred ownership to the Yerkes Future Foundation in 2020, the venue added poet laureates, Grammy winners, NASA sculptors, Pulitzer Prize-winning authors, and composers and artists to the astronomy program. Walt Chaddick, Yerkes Director of Programs, says people are just beginning to get used to the transition.
Yes, we are doing classic observing. Yes, we're doing research. Yes, we have interns and astrophysicists and astrophotographers on staff. We were kind of become this peculiar center that is connecting astronomy to art.
Located just outside of Milwaukee, the observatory has been in use since 1887 and has been used over the years by astronomers, astrophysicists, and other scientists to explore the cosmos. The grounds include the observatory, laboratories, workshops, and libraries, with walking trails around the grounds' 50-acre site. Chaddick says artists have tapped the center's collection of 175,000 photographic glass plates with images of the cosmos.
I've seen people go up to those photographs and go, ugh, modern art. And then they start to read the captions next to the pieces, and they go, whoa, that's the constellation I know.
The observatory has been used by famous scientists such as Albert Michelson, Edwin Hubble, Carl Sagan, and Albert Einstein. The observatory is open to the public Thursdays through Mondays for tours and exhibits. Visiting the grounds is free. Reservations for tours and special events can be made online at yerkesobservatory.org. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Mark Richardson.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swift Water Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids, or online at greenwayrv.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any early shower and storm will give way to sunshine, with highs topping out today in the upper 80s and our winds becoming west. For the overnight, a few more clouds on the way, a slight chance of showers and storms, lows in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 85.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, my heart beats crazy when
what's up, Wisconsin? You're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. In the shotgun, in the seat behind me, beside me, in front of me, next to me, the person protecting me from all harm, riding shotgun, Danielle Fairman. Danielle,
hello.
What is up? How have you been?
I'm your own personal bodyguard, I guess.
Well, you know how the term
riding...
I will
take them down for you, Joel.
I'm not worried about it. I'm telling you, I've never been in a fit. Can you believe this? Will it surprise you to know I have never been in a fist fight in my life?
It would not surprise me, no.
Would that surprise you, producer Jess?
That does not surprise me.
You know why? You're a lover.
Well, I talked my way. I was able to talk my way out of everything growing up. And I grew up, I'm Gen X, so we grew up where stuff was settled by fisticuffs a lot. But I never ended up out at the tetherball pole. I always talked my way out of it. But do you know how the term riding shotgun started?
With the dogs.
What? Why? With the dogs?
The dogs on the shotgun seat.
No, I don't think that's it. It was from Stagecoaches.
Oh.
It was Stagecoaches had a guy riding with a shotgun in the next door seat, because they would, you know, so many times, you know, the robbers would come up on horses and the guy would be shooting at him with a shotgun. And that's how the term riding shotgun started.
That makes perfect sense.
Hey.
Also, so does dogs.
We're so jacked you're with us on Raised in Wisco, the show that's all about taking you through the great outdoors of Wisconsin, showing you what it's like to take food from the field to the table, and helping you to understand all the options for you in the outdoors. On this show, we're going to talk with Sands of Time Travels.
Ooh.
With Mitch Sands. We're going to bring him up
just a little bit.
But first, we are going to do our weekly Wisco, which is our topical things that Danielle and I did in the outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. Danielle, would you like to start? Because I think yours is a bit overwhelming.
Yeah. Joe Clayfish, guess what I did this weekend? Or this past weekend.
Okay, tell me.
I went on a bike ride, not a bicycle, like a Harley ride.
Oh!
For 4 days.
Oh,
this is
a brand new
life for me.
First of all,
me.
You said bike ride, and I thought you rode 700 miles on your bicycle.
Bicycle with my little training wheels and a ding, ding, the little bells.
Do you have training wheels on your bike?
I don't even own a bike.
Do you have a little basket? Oh, you don't have a bike?
I do not own a bike.
You don't have a bike?
No. Are you going to buy a bike?
I have a Rambo hunting bike. So you went,
that makes sense.
So, 700 miles on the back of a Harley, or were you driving it?
Because I was on the back of a Harley.
This is like Raised in Wisco Gold here, because...
Yes.
Harley Davidsons are made right here in Wisconsin.
They
I've had the privilege of speaking with members of the Harley Davidson family, including Bill Davidson, who's the great, great, great grandson of William Davidson, the Foul Life group of guys. We interviewed him. He's going to be on the upcoming season of the Foul Life. That's exciting. So you're on a Harley Davidson.
On a Road Glide. And Josh and I, Josh does this all the time. So it was my first time. I did not realize how exhausting it is.
Oh, it is tiresome to sit up straight.
I'm just going
Imagine him holding onto the handlebars the whole time.
I know. He's like, I got to do the things, but my arms are tired.
Yes. The throttle, it's called, and brakes.
I know. But Josh and I joke around. He's like, I got to do the things that make us go.
So
but,
where did you go?
We started off in Amro to say hi to my parents, and then went to Kendall to say hi to his dad and his grandma. And then we just went west, then right off the Mississippi, and just did a big old loop and came right back down.
Did you guys stay overnight places? Were you camping?
We did. We stayed overnight at parents' places, and then stayed overnight in a hotel, and then just kept going down. And especially when it started raining, we'd find some wonderful restaurants to go to. We went to this barbecue place, and I had the best barbecue over
where?
At La Crosse.
Where was it?
It was
in La Crosse. I mean, this show is about food, for goodness sakes,
Danielle. I know. It was
Danielle.
Over in La Crosse. It was fantastic.
Do you remember the name of it?
I do not. I was trying.
A barbecue
it's
joint?
I remember the initials were ED.
Okay.
That's all I remember. I can look it up on our break. That's all I remember. But it was so much. And then it started raining, and then rain. Frog togs, tell you what, frog togs save you.
They're great. Frog togs are great. I mean, they're super cheap to buy, and they're extremely effective. They're a little crackly if you're hunting in them.
Yes, a little
crackly. That is the only problem with frog togs. Well, that sounds like a fantastic weekly Wisco and a great way to enjoy the great state of Wisconsin. I mean, here on Raised in Wisco, which you're listening to Raised in Wisco, I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman's at my side. And our job is to give you new things to do. And never did I think that Danielle's weekly Wisco was going to be a 700-mile bike ride. She did say bike, and I thought bicycle, which would have been insane.
Joel.
Only Dan Trawicki pulls off that. He's a buddy of mine who does triathlons. But what a great way to experience the state. I mean,
Joel Clayfish,
on the open road. Yes.
Have you seen Gone Through the Wildcat Mountains?
No.
In Kendall, just north of Kendall?
No.
It was absolutely breathtaking.
Oh, in Wisconsin?
Yes, it was in Wisconsin.
Wow.
So I highly recommend...
That's an area I haven't been.
I highly recommend people to go through the Wildcat Mountains.
I don't think people realize, when it comes to the state of Wisconsin, you've got plains areas mm-hmm. with lakes and ponds and rivers, and then you... got Kettle Moraines, which is rolling hills and creeks and spring-fed areas. And then you've got actually mountainous regions of Wisconsin where you feel like you're darn near in the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee.
Oh, it was absolutely
all
beautiful.
All in the same state. Did you see any cool wildlife? Did you see bald eagles?
Oh, my goodness. We saw a bald eagle. Two of them were fighting, I believe. But then they dove down into the water and one pulled out a fish and just flew away like it was no big deal.
Maybe they were lovers and that was their courtship dance.
Quote unquote fighting.
Oh, maybe that was their courtship dance.
It was absolutely beautiful to see.
Jess, have you ever seen eagles fighting or tangling with each other in the air?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of hairy. We've got one by our house in Sullivan right now that's making his or her home near us.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Because we see it in the trees right by our house, which is really cool. Well, my weekly Wisco is much more grassroots. I start visiting farmers who give me permission to hunt and fish on their property in the summer. And I think that is one of the most effective ways at making sure you have places to hunt and fish. Mm-hmm. And I went to go visit the Paynes, had a great visit. My wife, Becky, former lieutenant governor of the state, went along with me and we visited the Paynes. Those are the farmers. I've told the story before here on Raised in Wisco, that I was hunting a farmland and eventually found out it was my second cousin twice removed. Our great grandparents were brother and sister. So we stopped by them, visited them. I actually went turkey scouting. Jess, here's a trivia question for you. Do you know the biggest reason it's extremely difficult to scout for turkeys from the road right now? I'll be surprised if Danielle even gets this.
Because they're in trees?
Well, that's a good guess. They do sleep in trees, which a lot of people do not know. Danielle, can you tell me why it was so hard scouting for turkeys?
I'm assuming they're nesting right now.
Well, no, they're
protecting
not.
Their babies?
They're not nesting. They've got poults, so they've got babies that are growing fast. But I did not realize all of the crops make it virtually impossible to see the turkeys. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye. The soybeans are above your knees, and the wheat's above your waist.
Oh,
I'm driving around.
We're trying to get technical on you. And
my
you're
wife's
just
like,
there.
I finally agree to go scouting turkeys with you. We're not seeing anything, and I'm trying to explain to her it's because the corn is so high. And then finally, we did see some like going down like a farm trail in between rows of wheat.
Yeah.
But I realized I'm kind of wasting my time. But here's the beauty of scouting in the middle of summer. The weather's beautiful.
It
the
is.
Sunsets are glorious. You can poke in on farmers who may have a little bit more time than usual because those farmers are hanging out.
True.
They're not harvesting right now and they're planted. So you have a time to stop and visit with people. And one of the things that I suggest to people who want to get into hunting is have those relationships, develop those relationships. Now is the time to get your permissions. Now is the time to get to know your farmers. And don't do it just to hunt there. Some of these folks end up becoming such great friends. And it's really another aspect of Wisconsin that if you don't at least get to understand, it's a shame, because our farmers in this state are really the bread and butter of our subsistence here. You know, we all hunt and fish, and many of the listeners of the show do. But if it weren't for farmers, we wouldn't be able to put food on the table with vegetables and everything else that we do. So thanks to farmers. But I think, Danielle, you know, we talked about this before as well. Getting to know your farmers and getting those permissions is tough, but it's not tough when you're visiting with them in the summer and the only time you see them isn't just right before the season starts.
This is very true. To establish those bonds, those relationships, which I need to do down in Eagle, hopefully.
Well, but get on it. I don't know what you're afraid of. Folks, you're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. This show is to help you understand and get into the great outdoors of the state of Wisconsin. I don't care if you are an outdoor person or not. There is something Wisconsin has to offer you. And Danielle and I live our lives experiencing Wisconsin, and we have the blessed ability to come onto the radio on Civic Media, which airs throughout the state, weekends at 11 o'clock, Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman. Listen to us anywhere you are in the state of Wisconsin, and you will get tips and keys as to how this state works, how to utilize its resources, and how to cook. Today, we're actually going to be talking about a recipe that you gotta hear, because we're using wild mutton. Do you know what mutton is, Danielle? I do not know what wild mutton is. When someone says a rack of lamb, they're talking about a lamb. An adult sheep is called mutton. The meat from an adult sheep is called mutton.
I do know this. I thought the small one was mutton, because it's mutton busting. There was some with little kids, right? The sheep.
Oh, mutton busting. Yeah. I think that's just a clever name for it.
Oh, okay.
I think that's just like mutton busting. That's when children ride small sheep in rodeos, and it's kind of their first experience with riding something. So if you didn't know what mutton busting is,
adorable to watch.
And we have actually rodeos coming to the Jefferson County Fair this weekend. So if you want to go see some mutton busting and mutton chops and cowboy hats and cowboy boots, that's the time to do it. And you got to stick around, because Mitch Sands is here, and Sands of Time travels with Mitch. Mitch has worked for the Wisconsin legislature for quite a while. It's how I met him, making a wild game dinner in my office.
But
Sands travels the state and experiences Wisconsin firsthand. He's going to bring us those adventures, and we're going to talk about what he thought of some of the wild game cooking. And don't miss our recipe, that's for sure.
He saves me when I'm home. Can't keep my hands by my side. My knees break down when she walks by. She walks by. It reminds me. Yeah, she reminds me. Why? She reminds me.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park. with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center, serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
$100, buy some smoke and some long necks. Gearing up my buddies, call up all our honeys. Tell them we'll be throwing it down like easy money. And waist high water, a Corona and a Bible.
Holy cow, that song just makes me so happy. That's Corey Michael. You can check him out on Instagram, YouTube, and anywhere you get your music. Corey Michael, a friend of the show, raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman's at my side. And this is Raised in Wisco. You can hear it every weekend day at 11 o'clock throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Raised in Wisco is about your experiences in Wisconsin. Danielle and I travel the state. We hunt. We fish. She rides those sideways bananas called
sure
kayaks.
Thing.
Rock climbing. I'm going to leave that to Danielle, and I'm going to leave noodling to her as well. But man,
I'll absolutely do that. Absolutely.
I know you will. You're out of your mind, by the way. For those of you who do not know what noodling is, that's what Raised in Wisco can help you find out.
Yes.
We can educate you on the less intelligent forms in the outdoors, like sticking your hand under a rock in a river and hoping to end up with your hand in the mouth of a giant catfish.
Absolutely. That just sounds thrilling, Joel.
You know, I've noticed that on social media and things, when something crazy happens, someone's walking across a tightrope or they're leaning over the edge of something or they're doing some weird flip off of a ATV into some water, and then the comments are like, nope. That's what it is for me. Producer Jess, would you ever find yourself noodling for catfish?
Honestly, I think it looks like such an interesting experience.
Ooh, yes! Jess is on my
and
side.
And is it not the most natural thing that you could do?
Get it.
You mean catch it by hand, basically?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, Jess, you're my favorite
okay,
person.
All I got to say, Producer Jess, is be careful what you say you're willing to do on this show because, you know, Danielle and I actually do this stuff on a weekly basis, and we're going to drag you out there to do it.
Do you want
to
know?
I mean, she
know.
Will. I'll never do it.
Do you want to know what my new goal is?
What?
My new thing that I want to do?
Your new noodling goal?
My new noodling. No, my
noodling.
New goal is to go in a flying squirrel suit, jump off a cliff in those
on
squirrel
a flying
suits.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way, too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Raptors baseball is on the air. Kalamazoo, Michigan, the first of our four-game trip, starting off with the Kalamazoo Growlers and the Battle Creek Battle Jacks. Andy Ockham, Cullen Kapoor, Raptors Radio back here with you. And Cullen, you're back with WFHR. We had you in Green Bay a couple of weeks ago to close out the first half. You're back here with us for this four-game Michigan trip. Want to welcome you here with us on WFHR, more of a permanent basis here this week.
Yeah, 4 days, four games coming up here in Michigan, two in Kalamazoo, two in Battle Creek. I'm just hoping I can bring some more positive energy after last time in Green Bay. The Raptors got shut out 6-0. Over against the Rutgers. So, you know, if we see a bad loss here, I don't know, you might have to kick me off the air, Andy.
Well, I mean, it might not just be you, Colin. This team, we've talked about the home road splits on the season so far for Wisconsin Rapids entering today. This is game number 45 on the campaign. 21 wins, 23 losses, 6-5 so far here in the second half. We did not have Raptor baseball last night like we were supposed to here on WFHR. It was the finale of a two-game home series with the Lakeshore Chinooks. Weather in the Wisconsin Rapids area had other plans, and that's another thing. That's the second time it's happened this year against Lakeshore. Now when we go to Mequon right after the All-Star break, Thursday the 25th and Friday the 26th of July, there will be back-to-back doubleheaders on those 2 days. The finale of the Friday doubleheader will have the Raptors serve as the home team from Moonlight Graham Field. But here, though, this is the first time the Raptors are seeing Kalamazoo this season. The Growlers will come to Winterfield at the beginning of August. And then we go to Battle Creek. We've seen the Battle Jacks. They came into town right after Father's Day in June. We'll get to our starting lineups, our probable pitching matchups. That'll come after our national anthem, our starting lineups. Long bus ride for the fellas today, Colin. You have to imagine just one of the things going through their head. This is the farthest trip they're going to make all season long. It's difficult for them to gonna try and stay locked in. But right now, in this particular moment, you see guys out in left field just jogging around, staying loose. For the most part, when we got on that bus at before 6 a.m. this morning, there was some pretty high energy before we left Wisconsin Rapids.
And I think part of it is that, yes, there wasn't that game yesterday, and it wasn't a game that went over to midnight or was delayed for 3 hours and then had to be finished really late in night. Like you talked about that Waterloo trip a couple of weeks ago after the Madison series that was delayed for so long. That could play a part of it, but at the end of the day, Andy, it doesn't matter. All of that doesn't matter. What matters is that this Raptors team has to get some ball games in the books. They have to win some ball games, especially on the road. A playoff baseball team can't just be winning at home. They have to win on the road. We've talked about this ad nauseum all season. And if you look up and down the standings, in these four games, two in Kalamazoo, two in Battle Creek, the Raptors cannot split or have a losing record in this road trip.
Yeah, and they enter today Kalamazoo 6-6 in the second half. They enter total overall in the season. This will be their 48th game, so they're a few games ahead in terms of games that they've gotten in instead of Wisconsin Rapids. They're at 24 wins and 23 losses. Raptors going with their road uniforms today, their typical maroon tops, black bottoms, their alternate black cap. Kalamazoo rocking some pretty nice baby blues right here from Homer Stryker Field. It was a 5:05 first pitch originally tonight. We've been backed up to 5:35. Nothing we haven't been used to with the weather in the last couple of days in the Midwest. Just having to get the field ready, the crew here in Kalamazoo. We're going to be ready to rock and roll in just a couple of minutes. We look at the Raptors in the last week, Colin, coming off what was supposed to be five home games in the span of 4 days, despite the game not getting called yesterday until 9:30, 9:45 in that region, in that area, still were able to get in their own beds a little earlier than they were supposed to an evening ago, despite hanging around the ballpark for a couple extra hours. You wonder if that'll play an effect here today as well.
I think so. I think, you know, you mentioned the bus ride, but I think we learned a couple of things this past week here at home. The first thing is that there is a cream of the crop in the Northwoods League, and that cream of the crop is Wausau. When Wausau comes into Wisconsin Rapids and sweeps a doubleheader, in the fashion that they did, it proved something to me that that team is the best in Wisconsin Rapids for all of what they've been able to accomplish so far this year. They're just not there yet, and I'm not saying that they're not going to get there, but Wausau came in and they dominated top to bottom. They had some great innings. They pitched well. Jorge de Cardenas came in, slammed the door in that first game, and you think back to what this team did against Green Bay, what they did against Lakeshore before the rainout yesterday. They can beat those teams handily, but when Wausau comes to town, when Madison to an extent, that's when things get difficult, and that's something that they're just, it seems like they don't have enough time to solve as we get to the end of the year.
Yeah, and the 6-5 record in the second half, they're 0-4 against Wausau in the second half. Yep. You just mentioned it. We're talking about Wausau just being the Achilles heel at this point for Wisconsin Rapids.
For the entire league.
Yeah, and for the entire league in general at that point as well. But, yeah, they played Green Bay about as well as you could play any team. They've beaten them all four times. They've played them in July and all four times that they're supposed to. A complete flip from what we saw in June when the Rockers took down Wisconsin Rapids four times. Wisconsin Rapids splitting with Madison the third and fourth to get the second half on a strong start. I think we look to the bullpen. We look at consistency from the pitching side of things. Going on the mound tonight for Wisconsin Rapids is Houston High. Made his debut last week in Green Bay. We'll give a little bit more on him when he toes the rubber in the bottom of the first inning. But seeing guys like him, Bryson Moore was the probable starter last night against Lakeshore. He's now on the trip. Wasn't supposed to originally make the trip if he threw last night, as would then be the projected starter on Thursday. So it would really make no sense to have him bust all the way out here just to sit around and not have him go through his weekly recovery and get himself ramped up for his next start. He should start at some point, whether it's tomorrow or if it's in the Battle Creek series. So you're going to see a couple arms that have had success early in their second half tenures with Wisconsin Rapids right here on this road trip.
And Houston High is going to have to play a huge part of this. You know, three scoreless innings against Green Bay on the road, a really tough place to pitch, is great for your debut. And we're not really worried about the starting pitching anymore, Andy. I mean, Bryson Moore is a big part of it. Tristan Krusenberry's been a big part of it. And Houston High has as well. But it's when you get to the fifth inning, when you get to the seventh inning, that's when things start to fall apart, and that's what happened against Wausau. Think about a guy like Brandon Scott. When we were in Ashwaubenon, Brandon Scott had such a fantastic outing against Green Bay. He was flawless. He was impeccable. No hits allowed, and he didn't really struggle with the free passes either. And then against Wausau, in game one of that doubleheader, he throws 12 straight balls, and you're talking about consistency.
Yeah.
Consistency is what you need out of a bullpen, and Wisconsin Rapids just hasn't shown that when they're playing the best teams in the Northwoods League, and that's not anything against Brandon Scott. I talked to Mike Spears after that appearance, and he said that's not the Scott that we know. That's not the Scott that he is. It just things fell apart in one appearance. But at the end of the day, we're getting to the point where there's no margin for error. And when we have these games here in Kalamazoo, the bullpen's got to be sharp. Houston High's got to be sharp. And if that doesn't happen, then you're going to start to see what we saw against Wausau, and that is the other team pulling away in the middle innings and Wisconsin Rapids just not being able to fight themselves back.
It's the first of four here in Michigan, and it's the first of two not only here at Kalamazoo, but also the first of four total when the Growlers come to Wisconsin Rapids in August. Growlers, Raptors, right here next on WFHR.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
We're ready to play some ball here in Kalamazoo. Andy Ockham, Cullen Kapoor, WFHR, your home for Raptor baseball this summer. The first pitch of the ballgame for Patrick Staub to Owen McElfatrick is a breaking ball in there for a called strike one, and we are underway. McElfatrick, Degatti, Arroyo, 1-2-3 for Wisconsin Rapids this evening. Jack Matthew, Aiden Teal, Grayson Schaefer. 4-5-6, 7-8-9, Walker Buchanan, Cashel Duggar, and Tracer Lopez. McElfatrick swings through that 0-1 pitch. Count now nothing in two.
Andy Owen McElfatrick inserted back to the leadoff spot a couple of days ago and scored four runs in that ballgame against the Chinooks over at Witter Field.
It is Staub on the hill, the right-hander from Naperville, Illinois, Baldwin Wallace University. The Division III level 0-2 fastball on the outside corner, got him looking. McElfatrick down on strikes to begin this ballgame.
Well, that was quick. I mentioned that Lakeshore game. McElfatrick reached base the first four times in that ballgame and scored in those four appearances. And it's been a tough stretch for him coming from the six hole. He missed a couple of games, got benched for a couple of games, was hitting under 200. But I thought he was kind of turning a corner, but Straub got him easily there on three pitches.
One of the three Raptor All-Stars stepping into the right-handed batter's box. That's Jorge Degatti taking a first pitch high for ball one.
That goes the hope of an immaculate inning for Patrick Straub at the very least.
Yeah, right out the window. The right-hander began his 2024 Northwoods League season in his home state. The Rockford Rivets made 8 appearances, a 1-1 record with a save and 8 2/3 innings pitched. This is his third outing here in Kalamazoo. The 1-0 breaking ball to Degatti misses low and away. Count now 2 balls and no strikes on the Nova Southeastern product.
Degatti leads Wisconsin Rapids in hits with 40 after recording 43 hits last year in 6 more games than he's played this season.
The 2-0 pitch, fastball from Straub. It's in there for a called strike.
And for Degatti, you know, he's not going to pop the ball over the fence every day. He's not going to find the gap every day. But what he does is get on base and score runs. And that's exactly what his job is at the top of the lineup.
Out of the 2 spot today for Kirk Schreider, takes a 2-1 fastball up and in. He's in the driver's seat here with a 3-1 count.
Patrick Straub, his second appearance at home this year against Rory Loke, his last start, went 5 2/3 and allowed 3 earned runs.
The 3-1 from the right-hander. Swing and a miss. Full count now on Degatti. Defensively for Kalamazoo, it's Travis Illich in left field. Out in center, Miles Beal, and in right field, Jeremy Comer. It's the 3-2 home. First base side of the rubber, Straub rocks and fires. Breaking ball on the inside corner, got him looking. A couple of looking strikeouts here for Schwab to begin this ball game.
You don't see that every day for the top of this Raptors lineup, a team that doesn't strike out very often and that doesn't get frozen very often either, Andy. That's 2 backwards K against 2 of the guys that see the ball very, very well. And it's interesting, we talk about road trips and long bus rides. Maybe it's going to take the Raptors just a bit to get acclimated here tonight.
Yeah, but they will be here for 4 days, 3 nights, 2 in Kalamazoo, 2 in Battle Creek. First pitch to Chris Arroyo in the left-handed batter's box. Misses away from Straub for ball 1. No Max McGuire on this trip. He'll be with the team Tuesday night in Battle Creek. Arroyo playing first base here in this 5:05, or what was supposed to be a 5:05 Eastern start, ended up being 5:35 as the count is now 2-0. Straub looking to work a 1-2-3 top of the first inning, the next delivery. This one tapped on the ground, out in front of first base, but off home plate and into foul territory.
For me, Arroyo's been one of the key storylines in this second half for Wisconsin Rapids. What he's been able to bring in terms of getting on base and scoring runs, he scored a run in each and every one of his 8 bowl games for Wisconsin Rapids so far this year. Can also hit the baseball a ton. He tears the cover off the ball in terms of extra base hits. He's got 4 doubles and a homer in 8 games.
The 2-1 home now from Straub. This one on the outer black called a strike, count evens 2-2. You hear we are amongst the masses at Homer Stryker Field. A very energetic crowd for this early Sunday evening start. We're here again tomorrow night, 6:35 Eastern time. Back at home. A 5:35 Central Time in the Rapids area. 2-2 pitch to Arroyo, sprayed down the left field line and in foul territory.
Yeah, the crowd kind of congealing towards us because we're in the shade here at Homer Stryker Field. The grandstands that are in the sun, a lot less people, which is understandable. Yeah. You step out to the sun, it probably raises 20 degrees.
Beautiful sunny afternoon, early evening here in Michigan. Furthest trip the team has this season is the 2-2 Arroyo, another one fouled away down the third baseline onto the concourse.
And for Arroyo, this is important because for Straub, who's gotten 2 quick strikeouts, just make him throw a couple of pitches. Yeah. At the very least, try and get one you like and hopefully get Jack Mathie to the batter's box by getting on base here.
Arroyo now in his 9th game with the Raptors. He's collected a hit in 7 of his 8 contests with the organization so far. The next 2-2. That one misses inside. Arroyo has drawn a full count in his first plate appearance here today.
Yeah, I was waiting to see if Tyler Jettig would ring up a 3rd Raptor in this inning. Arroyo kind of did a little of Oscar-worthy acting there, brushing his shoulder back.
It is the Tyler Jettig crew this evening as the 3-2 Arroyo hit in the air left field. Illich giving chase out near the foul line near the Raptor bullpen. This one is out of play. Tyler Jettig calling the balls and strikes. Max Steiner is down the first baseline. Cree Wallen down the third baseline.
And just like that, Straub has tossed 17 pitches in this inning, majority of which have come in this AB to Chris Arroyo.
See what the right-hander brings with the next 3-2. That one, an off-speed delivery, missing low and inside for ball 4. Arroyo reaching base with 2 down here in the top of the first.
So he's now been on base in each and every one of his games for Wisconsin Rapids. That makes 9 in a row for Chris Arroyo out of Pasco Hernando State, the UVA commit. He's showing off and showing out so far in his brief Raptors tenure.
From the UVA commit to the Kent State commit, Raptors designated hitter tonight is Jack Mathie. Righty on righty battle, Straub remaining out of the stretch as always. First pitch to Mathie, fouled back to the screen.
By the way, a 10-pitch at-bat for Chris Arroyo. After it had taken Straub only 8 pitches to retire both Michael Patrick and Degatti.
both went down looking. If you're just joining us, welcome in, top of the first. Here from Homer Stryker Field, the first of this four-game Michigan trip for the Raptors. 0-1 breaking ball, missing low and away, count evens 1-1 on Matthew.
This Raptors team, you know, the way that they've been playing on the road, this is a great chance for them to flip that script here away from Witter Field and actually get some power when they're on the road.
As the 1-1 pitch hit hard on the ground, foul down the first baseline right near the Growler dugout. I think to add on to that, Colin, this type of trip, and we saw it with Waterloo, the Sunday-Monday series toward the end of the first half, the Raptors didn't really have time to get acclimated in Iowa because, well, we got there on Sunday and we left the very next night. There was no ability to settle in. They're going to get to settle into not only the Eastern time zone, but here in Michigan within the next day. As the 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed by Jack Mathey. A two-out walk issued by Chris Arroyo. He's left on the bases as Straub strikes out three Raptor hitters in this first inning. Houston High to the mound for his second start with the Raptors in the home half of this first inning. Don't go anywhere. It's Raptor Baseball right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy.
You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the first here from Homer Stryker Field. 0-0 the score. The Raptors send four to the plate in the top half and strike out three times. Houston High to the slab for his second start in appearance here as a Raptor. Andy Ockham, Cullen Kapoor, Raptors Radio on WFHR. Here with you for game one of our four-game Michigan trip. High, the right-hander from Nashville, Tennessee, Cullen, committed to Tennessee Tech University in the fall. It'll be his fifth and final season of college baseball. He was sharp in his first outing with the team at Capital Credit Union Park last week.
And it was much needed for Wisconsin Rapids to get that win on the road. It was their first win against Green Bay all season. And Houston High played a big part of that. He's going to have to play a big part in the Raptors' success today here against Kalamazoo, of course, as the starting pitcher.
The first pitch to the switch-hitting center fielder, Miles Beal, misses up and away. High. And that also not only the first win against Green Bay, it was after going 0-3 in June in Ashwaubenon. Just nice to get a road win there as the 1-0 pitch misses up and away. The Raptors defensively today line up as follows. Walker Buchanan in left, Aiden Teal in center, Jorge Degatti in right. Left side of the infield is Grayson Schaefer at third, Tracer Lopez at short, and on the right side it's Owen McElfatrick at second, Chris Arroyo at first, Cashel Duggar to do the catching for the right-hander Houston High. High, 5 on the pitch clock, the 2-0 pitch. This is upstairs for ball three.
And speaking of the outfield, an interesting outfield configuration here in the corners especially. Both Buchanan and Degatti are going to have to deal with some flared out walls here at Homer Stryker Field. And there's a bit of a Fenway Park-esque corner in both of them. We'll see how they deal with that and how they adjust to that early in this ballgame.
It is a fun-looking yard for sure as the 3-0 pitch from high grooved right in there for a called strike. Another switch hitter in the on-deck circle for Kalamazoo. That's the designated hitter, Gabe Springer. Following him is the catcher, Trey Wells, in the 3-hole. 4-5 spots are both lefties. First baseman, Sam Harris, and the second baseman, Blake Grimmer. The 3-1 from Houston High. This one, an elevated fastball in there for a called strike. Tyler Jetting, a call that makes Miles Beal have to go and retrieve his lumber. Toss that near the first base dugout, anticipating a 5-pitch walk that he might have just drawn.
And now we'll see if the strike zone expands just a little bit for Tyler Jetting after that show that Miles Beal just put on.
The 3-2 pitch to the leadoff hitter to get Kalamazoo going offensively in this series and this week in the bottom of the first inning. High set, 8 on the pitch clock, deep breath looks into Duggar the payoff. This one line foul down the third base side, and it'll be onto the concourse. We'll do the 3-2 again.
Miles Beal on the season, 15 walks drawn, a .433 on base percentage. In the leadoff spot, already doing his job, Andy, and that's working a long count against Houston High, making him work a little bit extra for the first batter of the ballgame.
Another 3-2 here from High. Beal looking to reach, get something going early for Kalamazoo. The next 3-2. This one in on the hands, fouled straight back. Rest of the order for Kalamazoo, the bottom half is as follows. Out of the sixth spot is the shortstop Xavier Delgado. Jeremy Comer will hit seventh and right. Ryer Reinhardt will hit eighth at third base, and Travis Illich, the left fielder, will bat in the 9-hole. The third 3-2 pitch here from Houston High to Miles Beal to begin this ball game. Breaking ball missing behind Beal. He draws the walk. Kalamazoo, a runner aboard with nobody down here in the home half of the first inning.
8 pitches by Houston High. Miles Beal works a great at-bat. You saw those 3 foul balls on those 3-2 pitches. He spoiled the pitcher's pitches, then got a pitch that there was no business to swing at, and now he trusts to first base.
High's final line in that 10-4 win at Capital Credit Union Park on July 9th. 3 innings, 2 hits, allowed no runs. He danced around the bases loaded in the first inning. Walked 2 and struck out 2 and faced 13 rocker hitters that evening. Gabe Springer, the DH, into the left-handed batter's box, holding on the runner at first, Arroyo, and that's where High will look as a pickoff move prior to the first pitch to Springer.
Miles Beal, 2 of 3 stealing so far this season in 21 games played. We'll see if he tests Cashel Douglas' arm at any point during this at-bat.
Springer from Stanford. Redshirt freshman from Boulder, Colorado, the first pitch to him. This is up and away.
So Houston High having trouble corralling the heater early in this ballgame.
Springer, a returning growler, Colin, 52 games played in a season ago and hit .255. He got north of 200 ABs in the Northwoods League last season. Currently now playing in his 29th game of the season.
That's what makes a league like this so special, Andy.
As the 1-0 pitch hit high in the air, deep right field. Forget about this one. Gabe Springer, his 5th of the season. Jorge Degatti could only watch it fly, and the growlers have the first lead of this ballgame. It's 2-0 Kalamazoo.
Well, here at Homer Stryker Field, there's a 315-foot short porch. That probably cleared the short porch by at least 40 feet. An absolute blast by Gabe Springer. And the growler is up early here against Houston High. The first hard contact he's allowed in the ballgame. The first runs he's allowed in his Northwoods League career.
And following it up, you look at Springer having 3 straight multi-hit games. 2 against Royal Oak, 1 against Battle Creek. He doubled yesterday. Collects another extra base hit and jogs the 2 extra bags here tonight. Still nobody out, and the catcher Trey Wells, a familiar face for a couple of the outfielders for the Raptors, the Omaha, Nebraska native coming from the University of Virginia. First pitch breaking ball from High, swung on and missed. Count begins 0-1.
Yeah, somewhat surprised to see so many UVA players here in the Northwoods League, Andy.
Yeah, there's one on Madison too, Ryan Osinski, one of their relief pitchers. Obviously the Raptors having 3 on the team and 1 commit on the squad. Deal 1. Another off-speed from High. That one catches the front door, and it's called a strike. Count 0-2.
And it speaks to the way the league has proceeded. I was talking to Aiden Teal after a ballgame. He said there's no better place to play in the summer than the Northwoods League, and a lot of that has to do with the reps that you talked about. 72 games is no joke.
Yeah.
A league like the Cape League just can't touch that.
0-2. Heater from High misses up. Count now 1-2. It's the games and not a lot of days. We now look at the schedule. For those who missed WFHR last night, I missed it too. I wish we could have had a ball game from historic Winter Field. Weather had other plans in the series finale, in the homestand finale against the Lake Shore Chinooks. 1-2 breaking ball misses down to the dirt to even the count.
Trey Wells, a second half add for the Kalamazoo Growlers. 30 at-bats only in 8 ball games. He is 10 for 30 with 10 runs scored on the year.
He's driven in 10 and has collected one long ball. High peers into Duggar, comes set, and is ready for the 2-2 delivery, still in search of the first out here of this bottom of the first inning. High goes off speed, and he gets some chasing. Drop third strike, Duggar up with it. He'll throw to Arroyo at first in time. Punch out for Houston High is the first out here in the home half of the first.
You can imagine keeping the ball low like that is probably what he wanted to do to Gabe Springer. When you leave the ball up against a power hitter, it's usually demolished out of the ballpark. This time he gets Wells down by way of the K.
Another 300 hitter into the box here for Kalamazoo. It's their first baseman out of the cleanup spot, Sam Harris. This will be his 21st game played in. He's got 21 hits and 70 at-bats. 2-0 Growlers, a two-run homer for Gabe Springer out of the two spot in the Growler lineup. Got our scoring started here tonight. First pitch, check swing to Sam Harris. Grounds this one foul down the third baseline.
Miller's hit safely, or I should say Harris has hit safely in 5 straight games. I have Sam Miller on my mind at Green Bay, a great Lakes West opponent for Wisconsin Rapids.
The 0-1 home. This one, a fastball from Houston that misses up and away. Count now a ball and a strike. As mentioned, this is the furthest trip the Raptors have to take this season. 2 here at Homer Stryker Field, and then we'll do 2 at MCCU Field Tuesday and Wednesday night. The Battle Jacks wrapping up those 2 home and home games, in which Battle Creek came to Wisconsin Rapids about a month ago. As the 1-1 pitch misses low and inside, ahead in the count now is Harris at 2 balls and a strike. Hear the Growler fans around us giving the old grandstand bleachers some toe taps with their first baseman sitting in the driver's seat. The 2-1 pitch misses up and away. 3 balls and a strike, our count now.
Houston High struggling with getting behind hitters here in this first inning. He's only recorded 1 out still in this frame. This is a big out number 2 if he can get it. Just try to end this inning as quickly as possible, get his bats back to the batter's box.
Kalamazoo in search of a win that would put them 2 over 500 overall in the season and 1 over in the second half. 3-1 delivery, a fastball from high that misses inside. Another free pass issued from the Tennessee Tech right-hander here in the first. It's a 5-pitch walk to Sam Harris.
Did miss by much on the inside corner, Andy. Houston High pumping 86, trying to paint it to set up a 3-2 pitch. Brings up Blake Grimmer out of Tennessee to the batter's box.
Grimmer from Spring Lake, Michigan, playing in his 10th game here with the team this summer.
So this Growlers team being inundated with D1 talent here in the second half. Still have yet to really pull away from that 500 mark at all this season.
The first pitch, that one misses away. When you look at Blake Grimmer, he mentioned University of Tennessee. He is teammates with Houston's younger brother, Hunter. As a Tennessee volunteer, Cashel Duggar making the jog out to the mound to talk it up with Houston prior to the 1-0 pitch. Raptor fans, your place to stay this summer when coming to watch the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors at historic Winter Field from out of town is none other than the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, pre-home style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay this summer. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Mound meeting has concluded. 1-0 the count on Grimmer in the left-handed batter's box. That's Sam Harris leading off first base. High set the 1-0. Swing and a miss, count evening and a ball and a strike.
Yeah, that time High got the heater where he wanted it to. High enough where Blake Grimmer could, at the very least, touch the baseball with the bat. Now he's in a good spot here in this count.
The shortstop Xavier Delgado in the on-deck circle for Kalamazoo. 1-1 the count, high set, getting his tempo down with his hands held up near the rafter lettering on the front of his uniform as a pickoff move. We'll check in on Sam Harris over at first base.
Harris without a stolen base or a stolen base attempt on the year. Houston High just want to reset that cadence there.
Yeah, being held on by Chris Arroyo. The Raptor first baseman is getting get some more work in at least these next couple of days with an old Max McGuire until the Tuesday night game in Battle Creek. Count now 2-1, that one missing away.
Yeah, tough for the squad, no Max McGuire here for this Kalamazoo series, but it's nothing that they haven't faced down before, Andy. This team has won without Max throughout the entire season. And a guy like Chris Arroyo is the perfect complement to not having Max in the lineup.
2-1 pitch. Grimmer fouls this one back into the stands. Count evens yet again here in this battle at 2-2. They've had it too. You mentioned McGuire had been down, missing around 4 or 5 games due to injury early on in the month of June. They were without Jack Matthey. He was taking care of some things on his baseball career side of things outside of Wisconsin Rapids in June as well. So there have been stretches, whether it's been 4 or 5 games this year, where the team has been without some of those middle of the order presence. I set 10 on the pitch clock. The 2-2 will have to wait another pickoff move to give Harris a look over at first.
And that's what makes the depth of this offense specifically so important and so impressive. When a guy like Trotter Boston isn't even playing every day with the success that he's had all season, Mason Onati, the exact same thing with the success that he's had all season. These are guys that could play every day in the Northwoods League, and the Raptors' offense is deep enough where that's just not the case.
The 2-2, that one just missing inside. Tyler Jetting not biting on that delivery from Houston High. Blake Grimmer's worked a full count.
Close one there inside, corner on the knee.